Be gentle with yourself. Always be gentle with yourself. It's so easy to be rough on yourself, to kick yourself in the pants and say, why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? All those wonderful things that we say. But can you be gentle with yourself? This morning as I started to take my walk around the path here, it's just a lovely morning. The sun is bright and the sky is clear. And we're going to take a walk around the path. And I gave Rex his treat and we came out the front gate. And as we came out the gate, Rex thought, let's go up to the monastery. I'm all set to go up to the monastery. And I turned the other direction because I wanted to take the walk around the meditation path of the monastery here. And I walked along and I looked back and Rex was standing there looking at me. And Rex was looking and he was looking and he's looking. And I said, come on, Rex, we're going this way. And he says, I'm not sure. I'd like to get right up to the monastery because I know there's treats there for me. And I said, no, we're going this way. And so I realized I had to be definite, but gentle, but firm. And I said, Rex, come now. And I opened my arms and I said, come. And he looked at me and he put up his ears and put up his tail and put up his back. And he said, I guess he means business. I guess he means we're going to go that way. All right. So he wiggled his body and he looked as happy as could be. And he came running to me with all the joy in his heart. I was firm but gentle. And he came right along with me. And now he's just walking with me having the grandest time. When we can be gentle with ourselves, be firm, but be gentle. We can accomplish virtually anything that we would ever like to accomplish in our life. But it's a matter of being gentle with ourselves. So often we are hard on ourselves. We tell ourselves we can't do things. We tell ourselves things are difficult. We tell ourselves that the world is not as much fun as we would like it to be. And of course, then it's not as much fun as it'd like it to be. It's just not as much fun at all. And so what do we do? What do we do? Well, then we feel sorry for ourselves. That's the first bad thing to do. But we feel sorry for ourselves, and we feel that maybe life just isn't worth living. Life is no fun at all. And then we go downhill from there. But when we're gentle with ourselves, and we can say, I like me. I like me. What do you say to a person who's having difficulties in their life, who's having problems in their world? You go up to them and you say, you know, you're a wonderful person. I like you. Come on, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's do these things. You're gentle with them. You're definite, but you're gentle. And as you're gentle with them, all of a sudden, they seem to snap out of it. They snap out of the condition that was overwhelming them and making them feel unhappy. And as they snapped out of that condition, what happened to them? What happened to them was that they began to feel wonderful again. They began to feel that life was worth living. They forgot their problem. They forgot all of the things that were making them unhappy. And that's what happens to us, too. When we're gentle with ourselves, we forget all about the things that might have disturbed us or distressed us or caused us to feel unhappy with ourselves. And we begin to look at life and say, yeah, it's okay. Hey, I thought you were so unhappy a minute ago. Oh, that was a minute ago. But we don't say that to somebody. We don't say, I thought you were unhappy a minute ago. We don't look into the unhappiness of life. We only look into the happiness of life. We only look into the joy of life. We only look into the pleasure of life, the goodness of life. And we say, all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is fantastic and very fantastic. But it's up to us to make that decision. It's up to us to walk that pathway It's up to us to be gentle with ourselves. Sometimes living in this world can seem like it's a little tough. Sometimes we can read the news reports and we can see all the things that are going on. Sometimes the weather is not to our liking. And sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking what happens to be an appearance. And we say there's a drought. We say there's bad weather. We say there's too much storm. We'd say there's not enough rain. We say there's too much rain. We go into all that stuff. Hey, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your world. When a little child's going through a tough experience, you don't jump on his back and beat him down. You say things to lift him up. You can say, now, come on, you can do that. You got talent. You're wonderful. You're good. And giving a child a little supportive evidence on our part helps the child to be supportive on his part. Helps the child to say, yes, I can do that. Yeah, no problem. So, now, the next time you look at the ecology of the world, the next time you look at the Greenpeace experience, the next time you look at to save the whales or something like that, stop it. Stop it. You're on the wrong side of the track. You don't really want to save the whales. You don't really want Greenpeace. You don't really want the world to be in harmony because you're talking about disharmony. Okay. Now, if you want to accomplish anything in life, you count your blessings. And as you count your blessings, then you're moving toward that which is your reality. If you would like to have peace on earth, then start seeing peace. Start recognizing the place. Oh, there's lots of places where there's peace. And start recognizing those places where there's peace. Start recognizing those places where people are honorable and loving. Start recognizing the goodness in the world. If there's not enough rain, just start dwelling upon rain in your consciousness and say, there's always enough moisture in the air and in the world to take care of everything. All of my plants are moisture, have all the rain they need, have all the water they need. Our water is abundant. We live in abundant water. Not too much or not too little, but abundant. We live in sufficient water for all of our needs. We live in sufficient climatic area for all of our joy and all of our happiness and all of our needs, because that's what makes us happy. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes us who we are. Be gentle with yourself. When you are going through a down experience, start lifting yourself up. Start recognizing that the world is pretty wonderful. Start recognizing that there are good values in this world. Life's going to continue. We're going to go on. We're going to get through each one of these little experiences that seem to be devastating to us at the moment. And pretty soon, they'll be gone. And we'll be living a new, beautiful, wonderful, fabulous life of harmony and peace and goodness. We will get through this. That too will pass. That too will be something of the past and no longer of any disturbance to us, no longer. But it's up to us to live in the present in a positive, uplifting, beautiful, abundant manner. And as we live in the present in a positive, beautiful, abundant manner, we find that everything works out in a positive, beautiful, abundant way for us. Now is the time. Think of abundance. Think of good. Think of wonder. Think of magic. Think of all the things that make you feel good. Be gentle with yourself. Tell yourself, I like me. I like me. I like me. And then you can tell yourself that you like yourself too, after you say you like me. Yes, Herb, you're being silly. No, I'm not. I say everyone in the world likes me because I like me. Everyone in the world enjoys my company because I enjoy my company. everyone in the world thinks this is a good, beautiful, fantastic, joyous world. Because I think this is a good, beautiful, joyous, fantastic world, now and always. Yeah, when it gets tough, the tough get going. You get going. It doesn't mean that you gotta suffer. It doesn't mean you have to do without. It doesn't mean you have to do it too much. It means that you live in abundance. You live in sufficiency for all good in every area of your life, as I do. Say this to yourself today. Know this to yourself today. Live this for yourself today. And enjoy it for yourself today. Be gentle with yourself. But be definite. As I was with Rex. And I opened my arms. And I didn't say, come, you damn dog. Come. Because he was thinking of something else. I just said, come, sweetheart. I love you. And I opened up my arms. And he came. And he came running to me with a joy in his heart, with peace in his heart, and he could not be happier than to be walking with me. Be gentle with yourself. Be happiest when you're walking with yourself, when all is in divine order, and you're a happy, happy, happy person today and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.